Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, already in progress.
This new covenant that we become sons of God, or will realize who He was. I'm a child of God. These promises are to me. I don't have to beg God for nothing no more. All I got to do is repent of my sins, walk holy before Him, and He gives me His power. And all you do is act on it. Beloved, verse 2, now are we the sons of God. So if you're a believer in Jesus, you're a son or a daughter of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. We're going to be just like Jesus. What a privilege, Ruth. What a privilege. Romans 12:11. Now then, because of all this in Romans 12:11, it says, or Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present your bodies. Don't present yourself in all of your sin. When you get saved, change. You know, stop being a sinner. Stop hanging out with sinners. Get you a new bunch of friends. If you're still hanging out with friends that are taking you to the wrong place, doing the wrong things, you really need to put the Word of God in your heart, and you need to be changed. If you still enjoy living in sin, you really might not have got saved. You need to make sure that you know the King of Kings, that you've become a new creature in Christ, that you have the Holy Spirit, and that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, that you can love the brethren. If you know these things, you'll speak these things, and it will come to pass. Then it says, in verse 2, after it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, in verse 2 it says, and be not conformed unto the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now you will have plenty of chances to put yourself to the test. The devil and the flesh will see to it. Surround yourself with people of faith. Surround yourself with people that love God and that will walk in the power of God, and you will see your life change for the better. That's why God says go to church. Stop hanging out with that crowd of friends that want to give you drugs, that want you to go down to the bar and get drunk and wiped out, or want you to smoke a cigarette or a dope cigarette with them. They ain't your friends. That burn out your brain. That'll cause all kinds of problems. You know? I have been given, praise God, a very intelligent, quick-thinking brain. You know why? I have never abused it with the sins of the world. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs, nothing. I've only put fairly decent food in my body, and therefore my brain has not been able to be destroyed by the forces of darkness. And so therefore, I can recall things. I mean, when I was in the engineering world, I could pull up formulas and quote things, and guys would say, how in the world do you do this? I said, it was very simple. I have the mind of Christ. You know, no problem. You know, somebody says, well, gee whiz. You know, he said, man, you know a lot about refrigeration systems. He said, man, I forgot nearly everything I knew about refrigeration systems. I said, that's your problem. You tell yourself you forget. I don't never forget anything. If I ever learned it, it's still in there. You won't ever hear me say, I forget. I know I've forgotten that. No, I got it. It's in there. I just need to recall it. And you can do all things through Christ. Learn to speak to your body. You got a new covenant. You've been made a child of God with the mind of Christ. What can I do? Anything I want to do in the name of Jesus. Nothing is impossible with me. You mean you think you could design a piece of equipment? Sure. You think you could design and build an electronic circuit? Sure. You think you could build and design a radio? Sure. Think you could build and design a television? Sure. I've done it. You think you can fly a jet airplane? Yeah, any one of them. Don't make any difference. Big ones, little ones. You think you can work on them? Sure. You think you can work on a car? Ain't nothing on a car I couldn't fix. I thought today as I was walking through my shop and seeing all the tools and everything, I thought, you know, I sure used to enjoy working on them cars, overhauling them automatic transmission, but I said, Lord, that's past. I ain't got time for that stuff no more. I ain't got time for that no more. I don't. I got too many other things I'd rather be doing. I'd rather be doing things for the kingdom. There's a lot of younger men out there that still are ready to work on cars that are really willing to work on mine. I don't have to work on mine no more. Not very often. Because I got more things to do. Things that are more important. But can I still do that? Sure I could. You know. What can you do as a child of God? Anything you set your mind to, right, Brother David? Yeah, ain't nothing hard. We can do it because we're children of God. We got a new covenant with the King, and He put His mind in you and His Spirit in you. And with that Spirit living in you, there ain't nothing impossible with you if you just believe Him. You learn to talk, nothing's impossible. And keep yourself clean and pure. Keep yourself holy. Don't feed yourself drugs and alcohol and the junk of the world. That'll burn out your brain. That's what the devil wants to do. He'd love for you to get on something, some kind of drug or something where you can burn your brain out. And if you've ever been to one of these institutions where they got these children that are teenagers that have burned their brain out, anybody ever been in one of them in the institutions? Several of you have. Isn't it awesome to walk in and see a precious little boy or girl that's 12, 15, 18, 20 years old, that's going to be mentally incapacitated and not ever going to be able to do anything however many years they live. Burned out. Brain. The devils of hell has ruined their mind because they didn't know what we're talking about here in this Scripture tonight. Never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And unfortunately, some of those children say they have accepted Jesus, but they never renewed their mind and they got back under the devil's world and he killed them. How sad. How sad. Like I say, you'll have plenty of chances to put yourself to the test. The devil in the flesh will absolutely see to it. This piece of flesh that you live in is even more wicked than the devil. It wants its own way, and it's going to have it if it can. It will rise up. It will not live in the love of God. But you'll get a chance to prove it. Now then, in Romans 13:8, Jesus makes us a promise. Makes us a statement, I guess I should say. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. I mean, it's all over the place. Owe no man anything but to love one another. So what are we as Christians supposed to do? Love. Is that so hard?
Not at all.
Not really? If we let the Holy Spirit have control. Now, if we let the flesh get in there, that beast can be wicked. That's a different story. Yep, that beast, you can let that beast rise up in you and he's, oh! Donald, does it take some kind of effort to keep that beast under control? Sometimes. Woo! Donna and I must be just alike. I have that same problem. Sometimes. That beast wants to rise up and the love of God wants to go and the love of God, he's over there strangling me saying, son, pay attention. And that flesh is... You have to take control of it. Anybody in here ever had that trouble besides me? Some of y'all have, huh? And the rest of you are lying. We've all had that trouble because we're flesh. We're flesh. And that beast wants to rise up once in a while, don't he, Michael? Oh, Lord, a bunch. Whoa, let's don't confess that. Every day. Woo, oh, my goodness, Lord. We repent, Lord. We didn't mean that every day. But sometimes it is true. Sometimes, yeah, that beast. I mean, it's amazing what somebody can say to you and you can just go off on a tangent. You can be having a good day until all of a sudden somebody says something. Man, you're off on a tangent. Can't we? Yep, you're having a great day and everything's working perfect. You even been out talking to somebody about Jesus and everything's going good and somebody makes the wrong kind of statement and you're off into oblivion. All of a sudden you're, I mean, it happens. It happens to me. But we go, like I say, last night, it must have been 2:00 this morning, me and the Lord's out there, I'm up on that nailing some electric boxes on and running somewhere. And I said, Lord, I want to walk in your love. Oh, Lord, how I want to walk in your love. I want to do this, Lord. But I said, I realize I can't do it. But I know the Holy Ghost in me can. I said, Lord, please kill this thing every day. Kill him. Drive him down in the ground. And just let you live through me so I can do it. That's the way to get it done, right? You've got to kill this beast. If you don't crucify this thing every day, this thing will rise up like Michael said. Every day it'll rise up and say, no, I ain't going there. It'll take you down. But if you'll kill it, if you'll let the Holy Spirit kill it, and you'll let Him live through you, as long as He's alive, you can walk in that God kind of life. Father, we thank You and praise You for this Scripture, the Word of God, that You've given us all about the New Covenant tonight and this magnificent promise of this new covenant and what we can do as children. I mean, we're not slaves anymore. We're not even friends. We are children of the new covenant. And You have forgiven all of our iniquities and all of our sins. And to remember our past sins no more. You've washed us in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, help us now to walk this week holy in obedience to Your word and walk in love, and let us be a demonstration of Your Holy Spirit's love and power, so that others around us will know that You live because of the love and the power that we walk in Jesus' name.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.